TravelWise with Phil Blizzard. News, views and interviews.
Hello and welcome to TravelWise, a TravelWise vignette. These are short, snappy podcasts under 10 minutes in duration, giving you valuable information, insight to various destinations. And a slightly new departure because I have a guest on board. In fact, I'm going to be joining up with Gemma Greenwood, an all-round travel person from, writing to events to moderating conferences, appearing at conferences, organising speakers. Gemma's off on her travel. She's gone to Australia and we're getting sort of off the beaten track. She's in the Sydney area. So we all know about the Sydney Harbour Bridge, the Opera House, etc., etc. So I'm going to find out from Gemma some of those nice little places away from the maddening crowd. So Gemma, how are you?
Hey Phil, it's Gemma. I'm in Sydney, Australia. I'm on holiday and I'm visiting family down here. It's been beautiful, even though it's Easter and coming into autumn. The weather's been absolutely glorious. We're talking like 26, 27 degrees, nice cool breeze. Now, I'm actually staying south of Sydney. So obviously Sydney is massive. It's not just all Opera House and Sydney Harbour Bridge. Of course, they are amazing and icons. But I'm actually staying about 30 minutes south of the city, a place called Cronulla on the coast, which is absolutely stunning. We're talking just beautiful beaches, endless stretches of beaches actually, but there's so many you can go to. And there's a really nice coastal walk that I can recommend. Particularly at sunrise or sunset, because it does get pretty hot during the day and it takes you around all these like inlets, and you can look at the beautiful, very expensive houses overlooking the coast. And Cronulla itself has got really good restaurants, cafes, little boutiques. It's very much a laid-back beach vibe, as you can imagine, a few surf shops as well. It's quite a big surf beach, like Allura we've got, and Wanda. There's some good ones if you're into your surfing. And talking to places, well, back to places to eat, Gelatissimo, massive gelato ice cream shop chain here, and there's a really good one in Cronulla. So if you come here, you really do have to check that out. Two massive scoops, we're talking $10. So not cheap, but it's worth it because every bite or every lick is absolutely delicious. And my kids love it, and it's the first place we go to every time we come here. And also, it's a really good place to explore some other areas of Sydney. So we're not actually that far from the Royal National Park, which is an ancient park, actually. It's got fishing, bushwalking, bird watching, whale watching, loads of forest paths. You can go there all year round and do some little treks, long treks, short treks. You can go in kayaks. It's a really popular holiday place. You can camp there. And it's actually only about half an hour drive from where we're staying in Cronulla. And if you don't want to drive, you can actually get the ferry from a place in Cronulla called Gunnamatta Bay. And it's a really cute little ferry you jump on. It's about 30 minutes across the water and it takes you to a place called Bundina, which is a beautiful family beach, part of the Royal National Park. So that's where we tend to hang out. In fact, it is Easter Monday here and we are just about to jump in the car and go down to Bundina. We get the little UV tent out, sit on the beach. It's very chilled. It's mainly local people. It's not really very touristy. And that's a nice thing about being here. It's not full of tourists. It's really just local people, which is kind of what you want these days, isn't it? You don't want to be surrounded by tourists when you go away. So it's family beach, nice little cafes, or you can grab a picnic and just chill on the beach there. Yeah, or if you want something more active, say you can do any of those activities that I was just talking about. So really nice area of Sydney to check out. Not many people know about it. As I say, tourists know the main areas of the city when they come to Sydney, but it is worth venturing out. If you're based in the centre of Sydney, you can get a train. I think it's the Blue Line down to Cronulla, or you can drive. It's probably about 40 minutes. There's usually loads of places to park, but it's quite a nice little train ride, and like literally the the train takes you right to the centre and you're right by the beach. So nowhere's very far. Laid back vibe, beautiful scenery, something for everyone, lots of places to eat. You could easily spend a day here. Oh, and if you like rugby league, and we love our rugby league, it is home to the Cronulla Sharks. They played last night and they won. We were watching them. Yes, a little bit of a footy, as they call it here. So if you like your NRL, you can come and watch a game here as well. Go to the pub afterwards, do what you want to do. So that's about it from me in Cronulla today. But I'm going to report back from another area of North New South Wales later in the week, a place called Cabarita, which was actually voted the best beach in Australia, I think in 2019. So look out for that one. But in the meantime, I'm going to check out and Phil, it won't be long until I see you soon at Arabian Travel Market. Really looking forward to that one. But for now, I'm down under. See you soon. Bye.
Well, gelatos, I can't wait to try some of those. But they're going to melt by the time we catch up at the Arabian Travel Market. Gemma, thank you very much indeed there. Some great info for people who want to find something a bit different, where the locals go rather than massive numbers of tourists. And we look forward to your next, well, podcast vignette here on Travelwise.
A Phil Blizzard radio production.
Available on Apple, Amazon, Angami, Spotify, Deezer, Google, and all good podcast channels, and also now on YouTube.
Travelwise with Phil Blizzard. News, views, and interviews.
Travelwise is a Phil Blizzard radio production. Email me at philblizzardmedia@gmail.com.
A Phil Blizzard radio production. Travelwise with Phil Blizzard. News, views, and interviews.